Thousands of people pack downtown Tampa every year for Gasparilla festivities. Many patronize nearby hotels and eateries. The festival has become a large part of Tampa's identity on the national stage. In exchange, the city government provides things like law enforcement. Jack Wyatt heads the Historic Hyde Park Neighborhood Association's Gasparilla Committee. He said he's not sure the amount the city spends on the festival is justifiable and that the city probably sees only a small piece of the massive influx of corporate dollars that comes in during the parties.
We're paying for one day $523,000 for cops, okay, or 2 days if you count the 70 for the. Now, in New Orleans, they have a $2.8 million budget for 36 parades. Are we doing something wrong?
The Tampa City Council adopted a nonprofit ethics ordinance last fall. City Attorney Chip Fletcher said the city can audit the way the nonprofit that puts the festival on uses public resources, but it would only include transactions occurring after City Council adopted the ordinance.
Under the city's nonprofit ethics ordinance, there is a number of standards that folks that get items of value, cash, land, different things from the city. They have to meet certain ethics standards, and there is potentially an opportunity to audit.
Fletcher said the city gives to the nonprofit by way of in-kind contributions. The city has a multi-year contract with the organization that puts on the event, but Fletcher stressed the law could not address contracts forged in previous years.
We can put new conditions and standards on folks that are doing business with the city. What we can't do is retroactively through a legislative act change the term of contract.
Right.
So what I need to do is see whether we've entered into any kind of arrangement with the nonprofit that does Gasparilla since that ordinance went into effect. Standing here at the moment, I just don't know that.
Tampa City Council Chair Thomas Scott said the council would take up the issue later in the meeting. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.